Hey, you're here with me, John Tomcat Luongo on LUB 1060 AM. It's the wee hours of the morning, but it's never a wee time when we're together. It's more like a great time when we're together. So let's get back to discussing some of the things that really never made it to the Willamette Memorial Megaplex, and one of them was this. One thing that I'd really like to see here but was shut down was that glow-in-the-dark wave pool. Seems like some silly little health issue happened, like they were using plutonium to light it up. I can't imagine why that would be an issue. But, you know, the hydro dam's pretty heavy down there, and the levels of keeping it infected were probably at a great all-time high. As far as other things that you might want to have in here, how about a life-size bowling alley? Now, with giant balls. And you know, one thing I love to talk about is giant balls. No, not that kind. I'm talking about bowling balls. You know, I love my balls. The ones that have the pictures of Frank West on them that I can use and keep Frank close to me anytime. I mean, I always say Frank had a grip on our town, so I wanted to get a grip on him. But the problem is, the bowling alley they proposed was filled with Hudson's Dairy's very own probiotic yogurt. I mean, give me a break, folks. Yogurt and balls don't mix. But it's okay. You don't have to worry. They shut it down for health reasons. I guess there's a new strain of airborne virus that's born every day, and purportedly, they have some health concerns about them. I still think my Frank West balls would have been the best, though. Yeah, and I always think about that. But while I'm on the subject of balls, let's take a little bit of a break, because my assistant's saying it's time for everybody to pay some bills right now. And besides, you want to hear from our sponsors, because they support us on LUB, so I really tease them, but I do love them. This is John T.C. Luongo, Tomcat, broadcasting from Willamette on the beautiful Willamette Memorial Megaplex Grand Opening Day on Black Friday. We'll be right back with a little bit more entertainment, some music, and we'll consider a couple of these ideas that didn't make it into the mall. LUB 1060 AM, where you and I are just midnight lubbers all the time.